The Merrimack players in Martinsville have the audacity to produce the Marx Brothers Duck Soup. Not only that, but the production, adapted for the stage by director Russell McGee with Hayden Moore and Shani Warman, promises improvements on the original film. Specifically, the trio has cleaned up some dangling dialogue, they've added back routines that were cut, and three songs that were dropped from the film. The first act of the Marx Brothers Duck Soup went quite well. It was funny, inventive, fast-paced. Things didn't go so well in the second act. It bogged down a bit. Perhaps putting those additional pieces back into the mix was a problem. I wonder if getting the battling combatants off stage so that the satire on the politics could be carried out more expeditiously might help. However, all did indeed end well. Music director Shani Warman has gotten a good choral sound from the group, especially for the frequent solemn interjections of the Fredonia National Anthem, and she's artfully mixed recordings and live music for an overall effect. Generally, it's not a cast with outstanding singers. There's no vocal amplification, but the Martinsville Depot is an intimate theater space. The best singing came in a duet with Amy Taylor as an ingenue and Dennis Wilson in the Zeppo Marx role. Tom Slater's choreography did a nice job of furthering the action and also offering some nicely pointed satiric points. Of course, what I was really wondering was how the Merrimack players' actors would match up to the Marx Brothers. Daniel Petrie is quite a commendable actor as Groucho Marx in the role of Rufus T. Firefly, the flamingly red-headed Hayden Moore is every bit as funny as Harpo, and if anything more whimsically appealing, Nathan Stanger, despite being a good foot taller than Chico Marx, was very much that language-muddling master. Dennis Wilson, looking a good deal more like Kenneth from 30 Rock than Zeppo Marx, was funnier than Zeppo ever was. Now, are these guys as smooth and polished as the Marx Brothers Quartet? No, but they actually managed to pull off the classic gags from the film with aplomb, and they're pretty good. Other standouts included Stephanie Courter as a generous figure in the Margaret Dumont role. Doug Horn had great presence and restraint as the villainous ambassador. Zach Johnson was very much the put-upon lemonade vendor who wars with Chico's peanut stand. And Laura Dwiggins had great aplomb as the general lackey. The Merrimack Players production of the Marx Brothers Duck Soup plays Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 through June 28th at the Depot in Martinsville. You can find this review and an interview with actor-adapter Hayden Moore and choreographer Tom Slater on our website at WFIU.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker. Hail Fredonia!